Our next question is from Jenna in Florida, and she says that she's read that exercising foals is beneficial to their bone growth. How much exercise is recommended?
So, Jenna, this is my passion. Exercise is completely the thing I'm most passionate about, especially when it comes to young horses and it comes to bone growth. There's so much to this. If you want to talk about how much exercise does it take to make the bone stronger, a young horse sprinting 50 yards, that's plenty to prevent bone loss and to make bone strong. Now, that's bone. There's a whole lot of other aspects to this, which is if you want to give me, or if you want me to give you my preference as to how to manage a young horse, keep it out on pasture. That's going to be the best way. When we stick them into stalls, we're limiting them. Now, I believe like having your horse turned out on pasture, your young horse, for 5 seconds per day might be adequate to make bone strong. Because when you turn that horse out, it's going to run, and it's going to run really fast, at least most horses that I've worked with, because they want to run and play. And in that short little sprint is all the stimulus the bone needs to become stronger. So the wonderful thing is I could say 5 seconds. Now, I'm not advocating 5 seconds because, first of all, good luck catching your horse 5 seconds after you turn them loose. But more importantly, there are so many other aspects to it. So cartilage responds to exercise. You want to have exercise because cartilage is avascular, meaning it doesn't have a blood system. It doesn't get its nutrients through blood vessels. What it does is it gets its nutrients through diffusion. So as that cartilage is compressed and released and compressed and released on every stride, it's squishing fluid out and the fluid comes back in, and that's how it gets its nutrition. When we stick these horses in stalls, it isn't having that happen. So that's not a positive thing. The other thing is when we stall them part of the day and then turn them out, there's some evidence in terms of some of these developmental orthopedic disorders that we might actually be creating some problems, and it may deal with the fact that they go out there and they run really fast and they'll get to the end of a pack and turn real hard. And one thing to remember is circular exercise is bad. Straight line exercise is good. So if you go ahead and you have a young horse and it's running hard, that's good. But when it gets to a fence and has to turn, that's bad. And so if we keep them penned up, don't allow much exercise, and then when we turn them out, they go out and do that type of exercise, we're getting some benefit, but we might be doing some damage too. So if you have them turned out all day long and they're out there, and yes, young horses, they're going to play a little bit. That's great. That's stimulating bone, but they're probably not going to do much damage. And the real trick is when we're talking exercise, the thing is, again, there's good exercise and there's bad exercise. And something that's going to bother folks, but I'm going to call it like it is, like lunging, is kind of detrimental. And we're getting ready to start a big project where we're going to analyze that even more. But there's been some other studies that have been done. The problem is as the horse is going in a circle, you have uneven loading of the joint. So, you know, when a horse is going in a circle, it's leaning. And that foot, when it hits the ground, it hits at an angle, and then that foot goes flat and that ankle twists. So you're putting a lot more force on one side of that joint than the other, and that's where we create some problems. So it's not as easy to say how much exercise that foal needs. It's also important to talk about the right type of exercise. And if you give me my preference, just allow them to be outside on pasture, being a horse, and you're going to have pretty much all the benefits you need.